The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
So we want to officially welcome everyone on our podcast and YouTube, as well as via by Facebook Live. Again, tonight we're going to be dealing with the subject that's on everybody's lips right now, and that is the coronavirus. As you can see, the headline here is coronavirus is shaking the globe. This is something that a month ago was just talked about in China, or was focused about in China, but now this thing has gone global. Not only is it shaking nations, but the economy is also reeling from this. So we want to get you up to date tonight, and that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to get you up to date where we're at, what the official reports are telling us, and why we need to be in prayer about this. So as of today, there was an official update that was released that there is 53. Now, this number, I don't know. Again, we reported this a few hours ago. This could be different now. So at the time in that you watch this and the date or whatever, you know, that you watch this program or listen to this podcast, this number may differentiate. But as of right now, on this Tuesday night at 6:45, February 25th, we have 53 confirmed cases of the coronavirus, including 19 new patients that have been diagnosed over the weekend here in the United States of America. This report included the 39 evacuees from the virus-struck Diamond Princess cruise ship. And also, according to the CDC, the other 14 cases of this virus were allegedly patients from California, Illinois, Massachusetts, Washington State, Arizona, and Wisconsin. The director of the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases reported today that, quote, we are keeping track of cases resulting from reparation efforts separately because we do not believe those numbers accurately represent the picture of what is happening in the community in the United States at this time. Despite the update today, with only 53 confirmed cases here in the U.S., the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has come out warning that Americans need to prepare for a coronavirus outbreak. I heard an actual audio report today from the CDC in which the woman said it's not a matter of if, but when entire communities will be affected, like we read about in South Korea or in Italy. And we're going to talk about that in just a second. The report went on to say that the Americans here need to prepare for this outbreak that could potentially lead to a significant disruptions of daily life. These warnings were quickly downplayed by the White House, even though Congress was told that there is a, quote, shortage of masks needed for health workers if such an event occurs. Now, my own wife works in the healthcare, so this in the healthcare industry. So this is very disturbing news for anybody who's in the healthcare industry. Meanwhile, countries across the globe are scrambling to contain the spreading of this virus. In northern Italy, troops have been dispatched to enforce quarantines and schools have been fully shut down. In South Korea alone, neighborhoods in a city of a population of 2.5 million have been brought to a complete standstill. And we reported this, there's an aerial footage of a drone that showed people lined up, hundreds if not thousands of people lined up for blocks and blocks and blocks trying to obtain respiratory masks. According to the Associated Press, the spread fueled an increased sense of urgency among officials in some of the wealthiest nations in Europe and Asia, as well as in countries like Iran, with far fewer resources to stem the disease, but many remained uncertain about how to best contain it. Michael Snyder, again, you can find him at the economiccollapseblog.com, mostimportantnews.com. He did a report last night, which we reported this on End Time Headlines as well. And I want to read a little bit, little excerpts from this, where he goes into a little bit more detail about this. He went on to say that many were hoping that this virus outbreak would begin to subside, but instead we're witnessing an explosion of newly confirmed cases over the weekend. In China alone, the number of cases outside of China has doubled over the past 5 days. And if that number continues to double very rapidly, authorities will be talking about a full-blown, again, this is just echoing what we talked about a while ago, a full-blown global pandemic. In Hong Kong, there's videos leaking where victims are collapsing, just totally collapsing and twitching on subways. And again, he goes into a type of hypothesis on this article or this blog he did. And he talked about what would be the response if we begin to see these things happen here in New York City. So this is a very alarming and very concerning as well. So, and then in places like China, restaurants, and of course in China and even in Canada are completely empty due to coronavirus fears. And then he went on to say that, quote, "We're at a turning point in the COVID-19 epidemic," said Lawrence Gostin, a global health law professor at Georgetown University. Quote, "We must prepare for the foreseeable possibility, even probability, that COVID-19 may soon become a pandemic affecting countries on virtually all continents." And that's why, again, we titled this, "Coronavirus is Shaking the Globe." And South Korea alone, listen to this, they went from 30 to 602 victims or confirmed cases. From 30 to 602 cases in just 96 hours. This was in South Korea. Health experts, this was a report from Bloomberg, where a new report is warning that humanity for years has been warned by the World Health Organization that we could see a, quote, "mysterious disease X that could spark a global contagion." And now many are fearing that this current outbreak could be playing out like a Hollywood thriller called Contagion. In fact, that movie, Contagion, which was a thriller that was released in 2011 with Gwyneth Paltrow and Matt Damon, we actually have that on video. The plot was that the U.S. Centers for Disease Control Prevention struggled to contain a spreading mysterious virus that eventually resulted in the death of tens of millions of people worldwide. In the film, this is in the film, Contagion, Patient Zero is seen contracting the virus in Hong Kong that was contracted by a sick bat that was infected, and wherein which a slaughtered pig handler in China, which was a chef, later contracted the virus and then spread it to the woman who then began to spread it. Now, what's interesting about this is, to my knowledge, we still do not know, A, where this virus originated. Now, you can go on YouTube and you're going to get 100 different conspiracy theories. It was originated out of a lab. It's a bio weapon. It was, you've got crazy stuff out there. There's videos saying that it's not even a virus, that it's the 5G network. And I'm telling you, you go down that rabbit hole, you're going to go deep, you're going to go dark, and it's going to go wide when you go down that rabbit hole of conspiracy theories. But it's interesting that there was speculation that circulated that this virus originated from everything from bats to snakes to even an endangered pangolin, I believe that's how you pronounce that, which is an endangered species there of an animal that this virus allegedly could have originated. Again, to this day, to my knowledge, and I stand to be corrected, they have not yet announced who Patient Zero was or where this thing originally originated. So I think this is more interesting This brings more speculation to this. This thing has now spread to more than 24 countries. Another alarming report that came out over the weekend was that unlike SARS, the COVID-19 virus replicates at a high concentration in the nose and throat of a patient similar to the common cold. Listen to this. And appears capable of spreading from those who show no or mild symptoms. Such is the case with a report of a Chinese woman who recently infected 5 relatives without ever showing any signs of an infection, presenting solid evidence that the coronavirus can be spread asymptomatically. This makes it impossible to control using the fever checking methods that helped stop the SARS virus when it broke out 17 years ago. So again, this is very, and then Reuters, which is a reputable source, released an article over the weekend as well, indicating that I believe it was a Chinese scientist or a health official, I believe it was from China, has said that there could be an incubation period up to 27 days. So again, this differentiates depending on what source you hear. At one time it was 10 days, and then it was 14 days, and then you heard 21 days, and now we're hearing 27 days. So again, this is very alarming. U.S. government officials are doing their best, according to one report, to keep the general population calm. But when you begin to see what's happened on a global scale outside of America, again, there was lines of people lined up, hundreds if not thousands of people in the streets of South Korea to get masks. They're now emptying shelves in Italy. Entire towns are on lockdown. Looks like almost like martial law in Italy because of the number of cases. Victims are literally collapsing in public in Iran, like we witnessed on video in Wuhan. Now, as a result of this happening, the global economy is also being shaken. For 2 days in a row, the stock markets took a major blow. I don't know if you guys have seen this. Some of you guys don't watch the news. But we just witnessed the third largest single day point drop. And this was yesterday. This didn't even include today, which again, the Dow Industrial took a massive hit today. And this is all again of coronavirus fears and panic that's gripping not only the people, but it's hitting the global economy. Again, the third largest single day point drop in U.S. stock market history hit yesterday. And experts are warning that things will only get worse if the coronavirus pandemic continues to escalate. Because you got to remember, as of right now, they have not officially called this a pandemic. And the markets are rattled this much from this. What's going to happen when they officially say it's a pandemic? And again, markets move and shake and go up and down based on what investors believe the future prospects will look like. The most concerning thing about this, guys, is many of our major manufacturers, we're talking about Apple, Nike is a major manufacturer in China. You've got all these major auto industries. Think about this for a second. If infected people that work in the factories that produce these items that we buy here in America and outside of America, if these factories are all being shut down and workers are all being isolated to their homes and quarantined, they're not able to work, they're not able to manufacture, they're not able to make money, what's going to happen? It's going to bring the entire economy of China to a screeching halt. And it's naive to think that it's not going to affect America and it's not going to affect other economies. And this is what's happening. Again, this outbreak comes at a time when stock markets have been more overhauled than they have ever been before in American history. Most stocks have been priced beyond perfection, and so it was just a matter of time before those prices started to fall. Michael Snyder again went on to say that, quote, "I have explained many times before, stock prices tend to fall much faster than they rise, and the rapid decline on Monday was quite breathtaking." Again, just the hit that the stock market took on Monday wiped out the entire gains of the entire year. And I want to give you one more report, and then we're gonna sign off for tonight on this podcast, this video here on YouTube, as well as on Facebook Live. But we're not going to do that before we pray. This was a sad note. I reported this today, that animals are being affected by this, and not so much, they're not contracting the virus. At least we don't think they are. There's not been any official reports of this yet. But in China recently, they reported at least 135, that number has risen significantly greater than that, have been reported dead. In one city alone, there was a mass discovery of animal deaths in Hubei alone. And the officials are saying that at least the reports we're getting out of China are saying this is not because they contracted the coronavirus, but it's from the deadly the chemicals and toxic chemicals that they're spraying in the air to combat the virus. And that's what's killing these animals. And then we got the reports out of Egypt where locusts have caused a number of camels to drop dead. Or I'm sorry, not Egypt. Let me correct that. Saudi Arabia. I'm sorry. In Saudi Arabia, hundreds of camels have reportedly dropped dead as a result of eating plants that were sprayed with pesticides to ward off the swarms of locusts. The headline was this, that we reported on this on Intime Headlines, was animals are dying from nations trying to contain both locusts and coronavirus plagues. Now again, you say, where is this Bible? Where is this biblically speaking? Guys, we've been hanging out in Matthew 24 for a while now. And I've talked about this. Over the last 3 months, we've been hanging out in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. And I would say Mark 13. Wars and rumors of wars ever since January. I'm telling you, when the clock struck midnight on January 1st on the Gregorian calendar, it has been unprecedented with disasters, famines, pestilences, rumors of wars, nation rising against nation. You got Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu came out today. This could be his final warning. And he has warned terrorist organizations, if they continue to fire rockets in Israel, then the retaliation is going to be unprecedented. Again, what is that? That's rumors of war. That's exactly what Jesus warned about in Matthew 24. And I will remind you, he said, these are the beginning of sorrows. And he said there will be pestilences, plural tense, not one. And again, the word in Greek, pestilence, in Greek understanding of the word pestilence, it means a plague leading unto death. So we are right in the pages of Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. So is this a time to panic? No. Is this a time to become fearful? No. Is this a time to be concerned? Yes. Is this a time to prepare? Yes. Is this a time to hide our heads and bury our heads in the sand? No. Jesus said, when you begin to see these things coming to pass, look up. Luke 21, 28. Lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. So does that mean we keep our heads buried in the clouds and looking for his return? No, we look for his return, but we occupy till he comes. And you know what that means? You know what it means to occupy till he comes? You begin to prepare the best way you can. That means in the physical, if you need to prepare your household, the Bible says a prudent man prepares. A wise man prepares his house. I have made this statement over and over and over again. I would rather be fully prepared for nothing than be absolutely unprepared for something. Let me say that again. Any day of the week, I would rather be fully prepared for nothing than be totally unprepared for something. Think about that, guys. Joseph, in the Old Testament, when he would begin to interpret the dreams of Pharaoh, when he interpreted the dreams, he saw a famine, a great famine that would sweep Egypt. And the Lord showed him by divine revelation that there would be 7 years of plenty. In other words, for 7 years, it would be good. It would be plenty. It would be prosperous. Come on. The stock market would be up. You could get in on that. You could make money. The retail industry would be booming. The everything would be booming. It would be good. It would be flowing. It would be sunshine, roses and daisies, and everybody would be smiling. He said, but after that 7 years, something would begin to shift and change. And then he said, then there would come 7 years of famine, and it would be a harsh famine. So as a result of that, there had to be preparation done. So the king of Egypt he heeded the warnings of Joseph, and he began to prepare his household. He prepared the nation so that when famine came, listen to me, when famine came, that nation was prepared and they did not suffer as a result of what was going on around them. So I have to be gentle as a dove, and wise as a serpent. There's things that I'm not going to say on this broadcast out of wisdom. But let him who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. You've got to do what the Spirit of the Lord is telling you to do. Whether what that looks like and what that means, that's between you and the Lord, and that's your family. Because I answer to nobody. I don't answer to you. I answer to God. God is the one I answer to, and if the Lord speaks to me to do this and do that, then that's what I'm going to do. I don't care how ridiculous I look or how paranoid I may look or whatever the case may be. Again, you have to go and pray and hear what God is speaking to you, and what that looks like, only you know. So again, I hope that makes sense, guys. Let's pray real quick. I want to do this because we've not been on here very long. 23 minutes. So we've got time. We've definitely got time today. So I want to pull this up. I don't care how routine this becomes. I want to get this scripture in your spirit. I want to get it stained in your mind and get it in your heart. I'm not going to quote this scripture. I'm going to pray this scripture over you and your family and over myself and my family. It's in Psalm 91. If you don't know this, you need to become very familiar with this passage of scripture. And I'm going to reword this because I'm making this a prayer. I'm not quoting this. I'm praying this. So before I do that, hang in there real quick because we're going to pray this. But again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, that's where you're going to find us. If you'd like to know more about our ministry, follow our ministry, subscribe to our ministry, get push notifications, download our app, all that, you can find that at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You guys on Facebook Live, there's a link right there under the description. You can click on that. If you'd like to know more about how to support this ministry, all that is there as well. There's many places on the main website where you can give electronically or give by check or money order. If this ministry is a continual source of blessing, encouragement, edification, equipping, you'd like to partner with us, support this ministry, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, you be obedient to that. Now let's get to this. Psalms 91. I'm going to pray this. Father, I thank you today for my brothers and sisters that are watching this program by Facebook Live, by YouTube, or listening by podcast. Lord, we stand upon your word in Psalms 91, and we pray this over our families and over ourselves. You said that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under your shadow of the Almighty. Lord, we shall say of you that you are our refuge and you are our fortress, and in you shall we trust. Surely you shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. You shall cover us with your feathers, and under your wings we shall take refuge. Your truth, which is your word, shall be our shield and buckler. We shall not fear by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lies waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near our dwelling. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made you, O God, our refuge, even the Most High, our dwelling place. No evil shall befall us, no plague shall come near our dwelling, and you shall give your angels charge over us, and they shall keep us in all of our ways, and in their hands they shall bear us up, lest we dash our foot against a stone. Lord, you said we shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. These are depictions of Satan. He's known as the roaring lion, seeking who he may devour, and he's known as a serpent. But you said we shall tread on him. He shall be put under our feet, O God. You said the young lion and the serpent we shall trample under our feet. You said in the book of Luke, you said, Lord God, that you said that we shall tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing by no means shall harm us. You said, because we've set our love upon you, that you shall deliver us. You said, if we set you upon high, because we've known your name, you said, if we call upon you, that you will answer us and that you will be with us in trouble. Oh God, you said that you would deliver us and honor us, and with long life, you shall satisfy us and show us the joy of your salvation. And I declare that all God's people pray this tonight. We mean this from the bottom of our heart. We believe this. We decree this. We declare this. And Lord, we believe it with all of our heart today. And we declare it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Guys, God bless you. Thank you for coming on tonight for this special broadcast, this special podcast, this update tonight. We're going to sign off tonight. Tomorrow we'll be back on here for our Wednesday devotional. We've got a devotional message. Listen, it ain't going to be nothing about coronavirus, nothing about locusts. It ain't going to be about plagues or pestilence. This is going to be a word of encouragement, a word of encouragement and exhortation. This is a devotional message on Wednesday night. And then we're going to, and then on Friday, we'll probably be back on here and we'll give you an update. I think what I'm going to talk about on Friday, I wrote a blog, yesterday. I believe it was yesterday, about there is a lot of expectation rising on the building of the third temple in Jerusalem. So I'm going to talk, I think I'm going to go ahead and just say we're going to talk about that on Friday. So tomorrow we've got a devotional lined up. Friday we're going to talk about the third temple. So I hope to see you guys on there. Again, don't forget, if you guys are on an Android device, you can download our official ETH app from the Google Play Store. We've got good news, guys. We got an update on the iOS or the Apple version of the app. I was told that it has been approved, and now it's just a matter of process. So again, I'm thinking no more than 2 weeks we should have that app up and going on Apple. So all you Apple folks that's been looking and anticipating for this app to come out, just hang on for a couple more weeks and it should be ready to go. So we love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.